This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. Abdullah Oduro. We have reached the sixth part of the Quran, the sixth juz of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this beautiful verse, chapter 5, verse 6. Chapter 5, which is the chapter of the table spread, Al-Ma'idah, verse number 6. Allah addresses the wudu, the spiritual purification, ritual purity, if you will. And that is where we wash before prayer if one has one of these characteristics that are mentioned. He says after A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha qumtum ila salati faghsilu wujuhakum wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiqi wamsahu bi ru'usikum wa arjulakum ila al-ka'bayn. The first portion of this verse is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, when you want to stand for prayer, wash your faces and your hands up to the elbows, wipe your heads, and then wash your feet up to their ankles. And then he says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ جُنُوبًا فَالطَّهَرُوا. And if you were junub, if you were to one that had intercourse, then you should purify yourself. فَالطَّهَرُوا, which is ghusl here, which is a spiritual bath. Wudu is not enough. You have to wash your whole body. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَىٰ أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنَ الْغَائِطِ أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا وَامْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُمْ مِّنْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, he mentions four situations. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَىٰ, if you were sick, أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ, or you were traveling, أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنَ الْغَائِطِ, or if any of you were to relieve themselves, right? Or if you were to if you were to approach women, basically have intercourse with them, and you do not find water in any one of these situations, then you should make tayammum. And that is to where you use dust from the earth, whether it's dirt, soil, or dust from the earth, whether it's from taking from a wall or a surface that has dust, then you should make tayammum with that. How it's done, Allah generalizes here, and he says, وَمْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ مِنْ, and to wipe from your faces and your hands from it. Basically from that صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا, from that elevated portion of the earth, whether it is dust or soil. Scholars differ upon this. But that's not what I want to capitalize on here, these previous rulings. I want to capitalize on the intent behind it, because Allah mentions it here. He says, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah says here, Allah does not want to make any kind of hardship upon you, but He wants, وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ, He wants to purify you, and He wants to complete His favors and blessings upon you. Perhaps you will be of those that are thankful. And this is very, very important. Because when we look at these practices, washing your hands and, you know, worship has to do something with my heart. How does this help anything? You know, you may ask yourself, what does that have to do with something that is beyond our limbs? It is more of a spiritual connection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated it. But He says at the same time, He does not want to make this a hardship upon you. But at the same time, due to His knowledge and wisdom, He wants to do two things. He wants to purify you, and He wants to complete His blessings upon you, showing you that this is definitely a means of purification that transcends the physical. And also, that action is a completion of His blessings upon you. The sharia in which He has given you, when one implements it, when one practices it, they are practicing what Allah wanted for them on this earth, which in result is a means of purification for them. When one ponders over those two things, that this purification and implementation of something that you don't fully understand the reasoning behind it, but you do it anyway, that practice is a practice of purification. And when you think about that, you will be gratuitous. Perhaps you will be thankful. Perhaps you will be thankful and not take this for granted. So let's remember that when we make the wudu, that this wudu, or if we're traveling and it may be hard upon us and we have to make ghusl, or we learn how to make tayammum, and we see that this is what is a blessing that Allah has given us, not to be ashamed of it and to know that it is from Al-Alim Al-Hakim. That is why it's so beautiful that He ends it with this wisdom to remind you, look, I want what's best for you, and I want you to be pure. Perhaps you will thank me in the long run. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of a dhakirin and shakirin. May make us of those that remember him and are thankful upon that remembrance, resulting in thankfulness when we remember him. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.